very, very quiet. We're hunting goeies.
This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Yeah! I may be a victim of the PlayStation 3 apocalypse death. But I'm here today doing the show. Welcome, everybody. Welcome one, welcome all to the one and only Chubby Ray Live. I am that Chubby Ray, Ray Lytle, along with the one and only Gully from Liverpool, England.
Hello, sir.
And from parts unknown, it is Vania Garia.
Hello, Raymond.
The Gorilla.
How are you, my friend?
Hello, Raymond.
So, let me get right into this. I got to get into this PlayStation 3 stuff first.
Don't get me started.
I haven't even turned mine on. I read both your guys' posts this morning. I haven't even turned mine on to check.
Listen, I'll tell you, anybody who's a PlayStation 3 player, this has been the talk, most Googled term today.
Yep.
In fact, it's received more Googles than, I just read that it's one of the most Googled things ever in a 12-hour period.
Even bigger than, like, Britney Spears nude or anything?
Dude, it's amazing. Here's what happened, I guess.
By the way, who really wants to see that?
I do. I still, you know, I gotta be honest. I still kind of got it for Britney Spears.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
You got it for the white trailer trash coat head?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what everybody wants.
Meth teeth and all.
Nice and yellow.
She doesn't have meth teeth, by the way. Okay, so here's what's going on. I go to play PS3 last night. At midnight, it just stopped. It just wouldn't work. It wouldn't load the game. Now, MLB 10, if you listen to the Dumb Media Show podcast that DC and I do, we do a podcast called Dumb Media Show, and I've been talking nonstop about MLB 10, the show, which is coming out. And the release date is tomorrow. And I actually found a store in Springfield that will sell the game at midnight tonight. So
wow.
I'm serious. I was planning on sleeping today. Mm-hmm. I wanted to pull an all-nighter tonight playing this game. I mean, when I play video games, I usually play like an hour at a time. Maybe a half hour at a time. I'm not like some of these guys who can play for hours and hours and hours.
Don't even want to know how many hours I have on GTA 4.
I know that there's guys that can do it. I mean, I envy the hell out of you guys. I really do. I envy people that can do that. And so tonight was the night I was going to do it. I was prepared. 100% set and ready for this. I wanted to get out there. I was going to start playing around 1 o'clock after getting the game, okay? And then I was going to play nonstop till tomorrow morning. Take my daughter to school and then come back and play more.
Sounds reasonable.
I'm serious. This
doesn't sound reasonable. It sounds unhealthy.
Well, you're just full employment.
You're bragging
so
about
allowed.
How much time you have with Grand Theft Auto. This would be my first chance to actually play. I mean, for
I
me
didn't
to
say
play
it was healthy, what I did
for me to play like 6 hours in a row of something is very rare. But this mm-hmm. is how much I. This is how excited I am about playing this game. So that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to play the game all night and all day tomorrow and just chill out, have a day of just playing, you know. Unless, of course, I'm offered a job, in which I will immediately go to it.
of course.
Because, you know, I'm available for work every single day. So, anyway, I was all excited about it, okay? And I go to warm up. I wanted to play MLB 09 one last time before the new game came out, okay? Because once MLB 10 comes out today, MLB 09 gets, you know. MLB 09 will be thrown to the side, will be thrown to the dumpster with so many other things. Gorilla. Yeah, it will be sold to somebody on eBay for $30 or cheaper if Gorilla wants it or something. You know what I mean? That's what I'll do. I'll end up unloading it to somebody while I get the new one. So I'm like, I'm going to play it one more time because I am in the year 220. I'm in 2022 of my seasons for MLB 09.
That's commitment.
Yeah. So I'm all excited about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go to play it, and it won't load. Okay? And I'm like, what the hell's going on? So then I go to log into the PlayStation Store. Won't do that. Gives me an error. I'm like, what the hell is this error? And then, you know, so I start doing all these other things, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. And it becomes obvious to me there is something seriously wrong with the PS3.
Oh, yeah.
So after going online last night and reading about it and then hearing what has happened, this is what's going on. When they wrote the original PS3, or when they put the original PS3s together, all right, they grabbed, they got these chips, these internal clock chips. They bought them from wherever, you know.
China.
Some Asian company, yeah, some Chinaman. Bunch of Chinaman company. And so I'm all excited about playing the game, and I'm like, okay, what is this internal clock thing? So I start reading, and here's what happened. They set the internal clock, when they programmed it, the internal clock thinks it's leap year.
Mm-hmm.
And it thinks it's leap year, so it thinks it's February 29th, 2010, except there is no such thing as February 29th, 2010.
There isn't my mind, right?
No, there is. There's only March 1st, 2010.
No. It's February 29th today in my
mind. And by the way, if you tried to turn yours on, even though it's not connected to the internet, it still will screw up. It just won't work.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be connected to the internet. This is an internal issue with the, the PS3. So here's what
Y2K.
Here's what they're saying. They're saying, on March 2nd, it might come back and start working again. Okay.
Yeah, I doubt that, because tomorrow it's going to think it's March 1st.
That's what I thought, too. Yeah, but I don't know. They're saying maybe it'll start working again.
Well, they're just hedging the bets. They've probably got people working on it, so.
Or they said it will... They'll send some kind of software update, or we could all just be screwed.
Yep.
Yeah, that's just one big, you should have bought a 360 move.
Well,
right
no,
there.
Here's the thing. If you have the slim, you know, there's different types of PS3s. There's right. The fat PS3, all right, which is the older version. For those of us that bought PS3 in the first 4 years of its existence, or 3 years of its existence, we have the fat version. If you bought a PS3 in the last, like, year or 6 months or whatever, there's the slim version. The slim version was made with different chips, so it works fine.
Yeah, I think those slim versions are, like, prejudiced against people who are avid PlayStation players.
I disagree. That's right. I disagree. I mean, I do agree with you, sir. That is prejudiceness against fat people.
That's right.
Well, there is an added element of pain for me. With this whole thing.
Yeah.
Because I recently bought the TV thing you plug into your PlayStation to get, like, digital television. And that doesn't work also
why
for me. So I just have a non-working television.
Why is that not working?
It likes to contact the internet. And if the date's wrong, it won't record anything.
Okay, but for example, I'm still watching... I still have my media server hooked up through my... PS3. I was watching a movie on it earlier.
Yeah, but it's a TV card for the PS3, and it needs the internet.
Here's something that's interesting, too. Here's another interesting twist. you can play old games. I played MLB 08, the show, and it worked fine.
It won't let me play none of the downloaded content either. So all the money I spent, wasted.
And then, listen, it's so bizarre. It just looks like a total F-up on somebody's part, like they weren't prepared for it or something. Like, how do they not know? This is, remember they were so scared of the whole Y2K bug happening?
Yeah,
for different reasons.
Yeah, well, no, but it was still computer stuff. They were afraid that it would be the computers wouldn't be able to read the
thing.
Yeah,
they thought the computers might reset and fire off the nukes.
Well, yeah,
this,
I do.
This is a little less different.
Yeah. Well, but this nukes PS3.
I want you to think about it. If
this can't be fixed, okay, how bad is it going to be? If everybody who has the fat PS3s are SOL?
It's gonna fall down this way, I think. If it's broke and it can't be fixed, people who are in warranty will get replacements. Everyone else will get told to be on your way. That's what will happen.
F off.
Mine's still under warranty. Yes.
See, now how would I wouldn't mind? How's mine under warranty? I bought mine in I bought my PS3 in 08.
I'm on my second PS3. My first one broke.
Really?
How long's the warranty on the PS3s over there? It's only a year here.
I got an extended one.
I got my PS3 in April, late April 2008.
Well, you're screwed, and so am I.
So here's the fear, all right? Or here's what we need to look for. At 6 p.m. Central Time, it will be midnight Greenwich Mean Time.
Yep.
Do we know anyone who lives in the Greenwich Mean Time zone?
Let me see.
I know this bald-headed guy, right? But he's kind of a bastard.
So we have Gully, right? Gully's in Greenwich Mean Time in Liverpool. So Gully will know. If you shut off your PS3 and unplug it right now, and then we plug it in and return it on at midnight your time, and it starts working, then we know it was the weird bug and it's fine. In which case, I'm going to go buy that game tonight at 11 o'clock. And I'm going to convince the guy at the place that's selling it that it's midnight on the East Coast, so what does it matter?
So it's all on me?
Yeah. Listen, midnight on the East Coast, just like little kid New Year's, when you convince your kid that because Dick Clark's counting it down, since Dick Clark's counting it down, they think it's actually New Year's, you know? And they count it down and they go to bed. And then
there has been a plus side to the whole PlayStation outage, though. I have got reacquainted with The Wire, and I love that show. I'm glad I've restarted watching that again.
So you just started watching television again? Me, I didn't.
Yeah, I started watching The Wire.
I did nothing but, continue to update resumes and web pages. Ugh, work stuff. It sucked.
what is this work you speak of?
The thing is, I was planning, like I had this, today was going to be my final day of playing MLB 09, and then I was going to seal it up, and then MLB 10 tonight. I had it all planned out. I had it all planned out. I never ever planned for this. So that's what makes it so bad for me. But anyway, we'll know at midnight Greenwich Mean Time. If you could get your PS3 working, Gully, then everyone will know if that's what it is. If not, then we might be screwed.
Okay, well, I have my PlayStation 3 Blu-ray remote here, so I can do it from the comfort of my chair.
Wonderful. Of course. So we'll know at midnight. We will know at midnight if Gully's is working or not. And if Gully's is working, then we know it's a very simple, fixable problem. If Gully's isn't working,
it's all my fault.
Then I want to take up a collection so I can go buy a slim PS3.
The pressure, right? It's building.
Because I got a hookup. I got a hookup at a store. I know who's selling the game at midnight. I'm going to buy it. I know how to do it. It's all, everything's taken care of. If I cannot play the game, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, this is one thing we have to take into account as well.
I will jump off the roof of my building.
One thing we have to take into account as well is that Sony haven't made money in a long time. If this turns out to be another Red Ring of Death, but for PlayStations, they could be in the mire. Seriously.
I don't even know what that means. What?
It means that they have not been in the red for years.
Oh, yeah.
No, they haven't been in the black for you.
You think that they did this intentionally to make people buy the slim PS3s? Is what you're saying?
Well, they've lost money on every PS3 sold this far, so figure that one out.
They make it on the games. I mean, this can't be good for them. Sony itself makes MLB 10 the Show. Sony also makes. What's the other big game coming out tomorrow? There's another big game coming out that Sony.
Final
also
Fantasy
makes.
Comes out this week.
Don't they make that?
No, it's Square Enix makes that.
Somebody else, they make another game that's coming out tomorrow. Two of their biggest games that they make and that they profit off of come out tomorrow.
Dipper reminded me, but he got it wrong. It's God of War. Comes out this week as well.
All right.
God of War 3?
Yeah. Dipper's a big MLB player. Because he's the one who first got me into MLB 08. And then we both played MLB 09 and blah, blah, blah. So he's probably like me waiting for 10. So, and he's got a PS3, and he sent me a message over words with in a game we were playing saying that his is screwed as well. So, I mean, I don't know anybody who isn't screwed. I don't know anybody who has a newer PS3. If mine doesn't work, I'm going to have a telethon and take up a collection to collect enough money to get myself
best make
a PS3.
You need to make it two. Then in that case, because I'm screwed.
I could do three of them so we could each get a PS3 plus raise enough money to get shipping to send it to Gully.
Just got it on Amazon, so amazon.co.uk.
We might have to do a telethon.
Hallelujah, Ray.
By the way, the funny thing is the amount of people that were selling that immediately put their... My wife pointed this out last night. Because I bothered her so much, I woke her up with this. She couldn't sleep. She was so concerned that she could not sleep because of this issue. And she was researching it. And she brought it up to my attention about people automatically started selling their games. They started selling the games, or, I mean the systems, on eBay. Like immediately, as soon as their thing stopped working, they put it up on eBay for sale.
The same thing happened with the Xboxes when they got banned. eBay was flooded. Completely flooded.
So I don't know what's going to happen, but at 6 o'clock tonight, Central Time, midnight, Greenwich Mean Time, Gully, we will check your PS3 in order to see if it works. All right, we'll be doing that at midnight tonight in England.
The
big
reveal.
Where Gully lives.
Love it.
We also, on Friday, listen, I want to go back to Friday's show. We had a good show on Friday. Gorilla was not here, because he's never here on Fridays, but I read a listener email had to do with a Gorilla.
Yep.
And I want to get the emails back up, because I had it, I actually printed it, I had the hard copy, but as is the case with so many things with me. I don't know what the hell I did with it.
There was a gust of wind and it blew
I don't away. Know what I did with the stupid... I know I had it. I don't know what I did. So I was looking for it now. So now I got to go. I got to actually open up the email and go into the deleted folder and...
Just say that I'll get you
I'm
email,
I'm trying to
right?
dig it up because I figured today we could actually do what we... we could do what we promised to do on Friday. You remember what I'm talking about, Gully?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got it all ready, Ray.
For those who weren't listening, there was a guy that sent us an email, and he said, let me see if I can get the email. All right, Ray. All right, it's from a guy named Wade, who basically said, loves the new show, blah, blah, blah. And he and his buddies, or he and his co-workers, I don't know if they're buddies, but he and his co-workers, they listen to the show over their lunch break. And their boss thinks that our show is only an hour. So they listen to the whole show, which actually means they get like an hour and 20-minute lunch because We do go like an hour and 20, something like that. At least the podcast is. We go much longer with the podcast. One of the things that they wanted to do was they wanted to know if Gorilla could do a story that says, and here's the guy's name, Gorilla.
Yeah.
Mark Hamilton was named Jacksonville's Gay Man of the Year. If you could do a news story, because what they were going to do is, and I'm sure I'm putting words in their mouth, but they were going to call the guy into the break room or whatever, and then they were going to stop the podcast, and then when they knew you were going to do a news story about this guy being named Gay Man of the Year, they were going to call him in before that and then have him in the break room and the story plays in the background.
That would work.
So that was the plan.
You want to, before we put the music and everything to it, do you want to hear what I've got?
Yeah, let me hear a little bit of it. What are you?
Jacksonville, Illinois. During Jacksonville's third annual Rainbow Celebration, the mayor Ron Tendick named Mark Hamilton Queer of the Year.
Yeah.
As part of his prize package, he gets a 30-day supply of lube, a massage and facial package, and a set of matching cock rings for him and his boyfriend.
Oh, that's lovely.
Congratulations go out to Mark Hamilton. Or go out to Mark Hamilton for coming out.
That is lovely. That's great. All right. So
super.
So let me say to Wade, you and your buddies, in a little bit, we'll actually let you know when it's coming. We'll have music behind it. We'll make a whole to-do out of it. And Gorilla will read his news story. And you can call your buddy or your I hope he's your buddy. I hope you're not doing this to just a stranger. By the way, he's not really a gay, is he? And we're involved in some kind of hate crime.
You know what's really funny here is the mayor's name, the mayor of Jacksonville's name is Ron Tendick.
Is that his real name?
Yeah, it's his real name.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great.
That's both for them.
T-E-N-D-I-C-K.
Love it.
Mayor Jacksonville.
Well, that's what the chick we're going to be doing this. I hope that it's, it's not some kind of harassment or anything, I hope. I hope it's just a good joke. And I love being part of good jokes. Hey, but there was another email, too, that I got in there that I want to bring up. What was the thing? They talked about P-Double, Marvin being on the show, Michelle being on the show. A couple things. Gorilla, they wanted to know if you were a Cardinals fan, because if you are, it's going to be a good summer. And I said, no, I'm 99.9% sure that you are not a Cardinals fan. I'm positive that you are a New York Mets fan.
However, Ray,
yes.
This year I think I'm going to switch loyalties to the Devil Rays.
Really? You're not gonna root for the Mets this year?
No,
I never understand the turncoat.
Well, no, here's the reason, Gully. We have been very close the last few years and have just dropped the ball. Your expectations are high, and then they drop the ball.
Yeah.
I figure with the Devil Rays, I can expect failure, and when I get it, I'm not disappointed.
I got to be honest. I'm halfway tempted to turn my allegiance to the Cardinals.
We'll go with the Devil Rays, Ray.
Maybe. Or the Twins, because they got a new stadium.
I tell you what, this week I'll start supporting Liverpool. No, I'd rather stick rusty spoons in my eyes and burn my fingers off. What are you playing at? You American people sometimes.
No,
with your
I have no faith. I love my Cubs. I'll always be a Cubs fan.
It's been 100 years.
I have no faith.
This is year 101.
I have no faith in the Cubs.
102 of the Cubs.
Having a successful
I'm not buying it.
I really don't. I don't think there's any way possible this team is ever going to win anything for the Cubs. I really don't.
I don't think the Cubs are ever going to win again.
The Jarek Lee, Alfonso Soriano Cubs are a terrible team. I am all for blowing this team up and starting new and try to win in a couple years. I honestly don't feel this is a team that can win it. So I will root for them, but I'm telling you, I got to find a secondary team or it's going to be a crappy summer.
No, and I'm still going to be a Mets fan. That's just it's in my blood.
Well, you do have to have a secondary team. You've got to have a secondary team, though. Somebody that you can kind of root for on the side, because
maybe the
really your team's the same way. I mean, the Mets will be out of it by August, just like the Cubs, I think. I mean,
maybe the White Sox.
We hope no. I'd rather stick
Well, yeah, but you're a Cubs fan. There's a reason for it.
I will not root for the White Sox.
It's like me rooting for the Yankees. It ain't going to happen. Oh.
Another question they had was, did Grillo and his wife finally give up, or what happened? You stop talking about them? Is it something you cannot talk about, or did you guys just get sick of talking about it? Now, I answered this question on Friday, but I will answer it with you here. No, it's not that I was told to stop talking about it. It's not like they were, I think they were implying that that Gorilla and his wife came to me and said, it's such a tough subject, don't bring it up. No, we got busy with other things. Trust me, I love giving Gorilla a hard time about his crumbling, broken, shattered marriage. There's nothing I love more than teasing Gorilla.
The Rocky Road to Ruin is a fun one for us.
Gully and I, we thoroughly enjoy it. It's not intentional that we weren't mentioning it. There were other things going on. I promise, every chance I get, I will take shots at the crumbling marriage of Gorilla.
It's a thorny subject, but we will push on.
Yes. And by the way, if his marriage was really, really in trouble, I wouldn't talk about it. I try not to talk about marriages that actually are completely dead, like Dippa's. So I try not to talk about things like that.
No, it was only worse than the crumbling marriage.
So the fact that but I'll tell you something. They're kind of smart because they did mention that that the fact that I stopped talking about that, maybe it meant it was more serious than we were letting on. You are correct in that. All right. If I do stop talking about something, or if I'm not talking about something, it usually means it's more serious. When I am talking about something, it's usually not as serious. All right? If that makes any sense.
So we need to mention it more, that your marriage is crumbling and you sleep in separate bedrooms.
Have you guys actually... Here's my bed right there.
Oh, look at that lovely bed.
Looks very comfortable for one.
Yes.
That is, actually. It's very, very comfortable.
These gigantic sleep apnea machines.
I don't know. It's only, like, that big, right? It's, like, the size of my head.
He has a sleep apnea machine. You can't see it. It looks more like an oxygen chamber.
I have an oxygen machine, too. It connects to my apnea machine.
Is it loud, the sleep apnea machine?
No, it's really... It's whisper quiet.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you flatulent when you sleep?
No. You probably. I don't know.
Why? I'm just wondering why your wife doesn't want to sleep with you. I don't. I don't understand.
Hey, you know what? That's another story for another day.
All right. We don't want to push the mat. I've seen, though, you haven't pushed the mat.
So she's got her room? Now, is it in the same floor of the house? Or?
Yeah, it's right across the hall.
So you really, your rooms are across the hall from each other.
Yeah.
She's got her own key as well.
Wow.
You can lock the door.
All right.
Keep him out.
I just don't understand that.
It's not a big deal, Ray.
I will sleep in the same bed with my... I will probably die sleeping in the same bed as my wife.
One time.
She will wake up...
8 years... No, wait.
She will wake up one morning and I'll be stiff.
Well, one time,
I'm stiff all
eight,
the time.
8 years ago, one time 8 years ago, Dippa comes over to my house.
Yeah.
And I'd been working outside, and my feet were stinking. Right. You know, you sweat, your feet start to stink. Comes over to the house for 8 years. 8 years still, he gives me crap about it.
About your feet stinking.
Yeah. 8 years ago.
So what, his theory is that your stinky feet are the cause of your marital woes?
No. Why not? Well,
he can give up on the stinky feet and concentrate on the crumbling marriage.
Yeah. Trust me, there's plenty of other good things you can make fun of him about. You don't have to make fun of him. You don't have to make fun of him for the feet. There's plenty of other crap going on in his life.
You need to focus on the important thing.
Tippin knows exactly where I live. He can come over right now, and I'll let him smell my feet.
So you're saying that your feet no longer stink?
It was a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I find that very hard to believe. Very hard to believe.
If everything he says in the chat room is true, I can see why your marriage is crumbling.
Right. What did he say?
My haircut is not bad, by the way.
Stinky feet, small penis, and bad haircut.
Oh.
So that could be a problem.
I'm Irish. Got me some brains.
Do all the Irish have stinky feet, small penises, and bad haircuts?
No, it's just a small penis thing.
Oh. Okay.
I got to be honest. I've seen a lot of bad haircuts on the Irishman, though.
I thought you were going to say small penises then. I really did, for some reason.
No, I haven't. No. I've not seen many penises.
Okay, well, that's good.
And if I'm in the same room as penises, I try to keep my eyes averted, you know.
From the penis.
Well, I told a story once about going to the health club. I try to keep eyes above nipple level. You know.
No accidental schlong.
Well, and then, but there was this old guy that used to blow dry his body hair.
Ugh.
The guy would get out of the shower. And he was so old, his body hair was turning white.
Ugh.
And he would take the hair dryer. And he'd blow dry his chest hair, and then the old dude literally lifted his leg up on the counter.
Got the boys out the barracks.
Lifted his leg up on the counter, let his old man ball sack hang there. And by the way, the guy had so much pubic hair, you could hardly see his penis at all.
Wow.
Were you like going through the trenches looking for it?
No, because listen.
Yeah, I'm just having a good roof.
You've been in a health club before, right?
I've been in a health club.
Well, I don't know.
Have you seen me?
Well, you've seen me, but I've worked out plenty of times. So I sit down.
I used to work out when I was in high school.
I sit down on the bench. I sit down on the bench, okay? And I'm. I'm changing. So I got done with my workout. Now, I'm not going to shower. I don't like to shower. I like to go home and shower. But I am changing into some, you know, some pants and stuff because it's cold. This guy starts blow drying his body. All right? He takes the blow dryer and he's blow drying like his chest hair, which is white, and his stomach hair, and then starts blow drying his sack.
You know, at some point, you turn to someone and goes, "Hey, can you blow dry my back hair for me?"
Next, they'll be asking you to do a center pass.
So, but while he's doing it, like, you try not to look. You like, but you can't help it. It's like an accident, you know. You don't want to look to see if anybody's dead, but you got to look just in case there's a decapitation. You know it's going to cause nightmares for the rest of your life.
But you still...
You see an old man pukes in your nightmares.
Yes. You know it's going to cause nightmares the rest of your life. You know it's going to haunt you in your dreams. But you just... And you're telling, "Oh, God, don't look. I'm looking. Oh, God. Oh, it's even worse than I imagined. Don't look. Why can't I take my eyes off it? Please. Oh, God." It's a terrible, terrible thing that goes through your mind. And this guy's like, and he's blow drying his whole underneath, okay?
So he's got pubes like a 70s porn star.
His pubic hair is just like blowing out like an afro.
He's got a little pick in it too?
Yes, well, he should have. It looked like he had an ABA player down there. Like George the Iceman Gervin with his big fro. Hey, suckle. So his old man ball sack, wrinkly old white hair on ball sack, is just kind of swinging there. And then after he blow dries it, he grabs like this big thing of baby powder and takes the baby powder and doesn't like get a little bit in the hands. Doesn't do like the Michael Jordan or LeBron James before the game, you know. A little bit of talc. Doesn't do that.
Do they play with the penises before the game?
Before the basketball games, they put a little bit of powder in their hands and they rub their hands together, you know.
I was going to say,
no,
that would be wrong.
This guy takes the talcum powder, all right, and first goes and sprays it all over his chest, right? Then holds it down near his nutsack and squeezes it.
It's such a big white dust cloud.
I swear to God, and Tipper will get this joke because she bakes. I thought it was pie crust, and he was getting ready to roll it out. I mean, he covered it.
Oh.
It was just covered.
Like a volivant gone wrong.
And I'm just like, what in God's name? And I'm like, oh, God, stop looking. But I'm pretty sure I was, I mean, I couldn't see myself, but I think my mouth was open. I was so aghast that I was going to. It was one of those things, you know, where I just think I was shocked at what was happening.
I would have told him to just, like, can you turn around and sort your
But I'm serious.
Way,
I thought he was going to put the sack on the counter and just start rolling it out and cutting biscuits with it.
Gingerbread man.
Yeah, making gingerbread man out of the nuts. So, it was, I mean, it was just horrible. I can't even explain how horrible it was. So, that's, I don't even know why I got into that story, but that's my story about the health club and the old man, Pube Nutsack.
Give me too much information.
Right? Yeah, sorry about that.
You really do.
So, needless to say, he was all dry. He seemed nice and dried off.
Well groomed.
And the guy, he was like holding a conversation with another guy like the whole time. But my eyes, for the most part, were avert. I try to avert my eyes above nipples and above, you know. Even when I played sports and stuff, you know, I never wanted to look down there. You just. You know, out of respect to another man, you should not look at their private area.
I don't think so.
That's just how I roll. And I would expect no one to look at mine as well.
Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
Are you going to stand there waving it about, putting talc on it, though?
Let me make this promise to you. If we're ever together, I promise I will never look at your naked junk.
Thank well, God. That's good, right? Thank you.
Even if you got your leg up on the counter and you're putting some and you're doing some talc all over it.
Even if I'm doing a little dance.
Yeah, so, you know.
You know, I'm going to come over to your house one day, Ray, and I'm just going to spray talcum powder everywhere.
Dude, there was talcum powder all over the floor of the health club.
I was going to, like, just start shooting around your house.
Oh, my good God, they're going to think there was a cocaine deal gone bad in here. It was everywhere.
I wouldn't want to be snorting any cocaine off that.
And then the guy did the weirdest thing. He put the talc, he sprayed it on, like, his lower back. He was like, I don't know, I try not to look, but I think he was trying to get talc all in his ass crack and stuff. This is many years ago, and this guy had to be, I mean, he had to be 70s.
Wow, that ass crack's going to be like sandpaper.
Because he was so old that he would call Harris, he would refer to Harrison Ford as young man. Oh, young man, I love those Indiana Jones movies.
Oh.
Anyway, so, hopefully that story cheered up some of you PS3. Users who are ruined like the rest of us.
I don't know if you can notice today, but I'm actually sitting on a different chair.
Now, how can we know? All we see is your head.
Well, if you look behind me, there's like, I'm lower down and you can see more of where I am. But on Saturday, the new chair that I purchased,
yeah.
I was sitting there playing a computer game.
Yeah.
And it collapsed, sending me into a backwards roll. Landing face first onto me, and then onto my shoulder with me full weight, leaving me writhing in pain with a really sore shoulder and splinters of wood stuck in my leg.
Let me get this right. The brand new chair that you recently purchased,
mm-hmm.
you're so obese, you've become so obese, and that you were playing, or that you were kicking back in your chair, and it just broke, snapped on you.
It literally split.
Oh.
And I done a backwards roll into my face. So my weekend's been fun.
How did it break? I mean, where did it break? What part of the...
Well, what actually happened, there's two metal catches that would keep the, you know, chair in the upright position. Mm-hmm. The catches actually passed through the center of the wood.
Good Lord, golly.
Somebody needs to lay off some cake.
Yeah, maybe it's time to, you know, you might want to, you know.
I might want to spend a few more money on the chair than the actual rug underneath it, I think.
Well, you know, you push yourself away from the table. Listen, I know, I've been doing this myself for the last, you know. Well, for the last forever, I've been trying to cut back.
And now I have a
budget. Listen, I got to admit, I went to the Illini game. I fit in the seats. I'm sitting in a chair now that has arms. I usually don't sit in chairs with arms. I sit in a chair now. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I know you get that. I've lost weight just watching, just being a little bit more careful.
Well, another thing as well is the fact that I have to carry a few bags with me tomorrow, my rucksack and my case. Oh. So that's going to be fun. So I'm just going to put my shoulder out some more.
I'm always carrying my rucksack, you know what I mean?
Throwing it over your shoulder, that's putting some talc on.
I'm carrying my rucksack, lifting my leg, putting some talc on it.
Hopefully you use Old Spice
talc. Getting out the roller, rolling out and kneading some dough.
Making some gingerbread man for the kiddies.
Cutting out some biscuits.
Bottle biscuits.
So what chair are you using now?
I'm actually sitting on a leather sofa chair.
Oh, like, well, that's probably pretty comfortable.
Yeah, but it's crap for typing. I keep hitting the space bar and typing nonsense in the chat room.
Well, I'm sorry that you injured did you get it hurt?
Oh, yeah, it still hurts now.
Are you going to get money back for your chair or anything, or...?
No, it's wasting time.
You should sue.
Yeah.
It's not like that in this country. You can't sue and get anything. You just
but
get
can't
laughter.
You complain and say, hey, this chair is defective?
No, it's my ass. That's
I mean,
defective.
Yeah, you're obese. You're obese, but you're not. That'll be. What are you weighing in? What do you weigh?
I have no idea.
Oh, you guys do stones. I don't even know what stones mean, by the way.
Stone is 14 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
So you weigh, what, 20-some-odd stones?
A little higher than 20.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
14 pounds of stone?
Yep.
20 stones would be what? 280?
280, yeah.
So you were over 280, huh?
Yeah.
What are you, 30?
You're not 30 stones.
You're not 30 stones.
You nearly actually got me swearing then, thank you.
30 stones is like what?
Like insulted him.
Like almost 400 pounds.
420 pounds.
Is it that much? I bet I can. Yeah, get, I bet I'm 30. Pounds. I bet I'm 30. 30 plus.
I'm about 24, 25 at the most.
Very obese.
Thanks, Ray.
Poor chair. I feel bad for the chair.
I feel bad for the neighbor who just complains about me on the chair.
So did you tell the neighbor that, say, you know what, because you complained, I actually got rid of the chair there.
I got another chair, and then it broke in half, and I injured myself. So
what did you do with the chair that you had before?
Well, it's got wheels on, and a man, 25 stone of man, wheeling about on a chair, not good.
All right, so but you're not hurt?
Well, only for my shoulder, and my, obviously... Pride is just a little.
Now
bit,
you're going to London. You're leaving for London tomorrow morning, your time.
Afternoon.
Oh,
but I'm
okay.
Getting up early to sort all my case and stuff like that.
So, and you're going to London to stay with your girlfriend for how long?
Don't know, a week or so, week and a half, something like that.
That's a lot of time.
It's good time. She's just bought a new headset as well. But
and you're going to be doing the show. You're going to be doing the show from her apartment now.
Yeah, from Wednesday.
Wonderful.
Because
originally, I was even going to try to cancel the show tomorrow because my plan was to play PS3 or maybe do a short, just Grill and I do a short show and then I go back to playing PS3. Of course, that can't happen now.
Well, I'm not going to be able to do it tomorrow anyway because I'll be really tired. To be honest,
it'll be terrible.
And I've got to sort my laptop out to move it in the other room so I can do all that Wednesday afternoon, my time. So.
Well, let's take some calls if everybody feels like calling. If you feel like it, feel free. 217-883-4667. That's area code 217-883-4667. By the way, Gully, I tried to play Words With You today on the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that we're connected, but I haven't seen you come back into the game.
I've been not playing it because I'm getting severely beaten by everyone in the game.
Yeah, but the whole reason I wanted to connect is so we could chat. Because I did find a cool thing with it is you get to chat, you get to text each other without paying. I mean, face it, if you and I text each other.
It's lots of money.
It costs lots of money. I can text you through the Words With program absolutely free. Costs us nothing.
Well, Facebook is, because I'm out and about, and Facebook is normally the best way to find me, especially tomorrow afternoon when I'm traveling.
Well, I'm not on my Facebook all the time for the chat.
Well, okay, well,
Sometimes I'm on my phone. I'm playing my game. I'm just saying. That's the main reason I wanted to connect with you, so I could chat with you about this PlayStation 3 mess.
It is a mess. It's ruined my whole watching TV. It's ruined everything for me. Final Fantasy 13 comes out this week, and I will be unable to play it.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out, though. 35 minutes, Gully. 35 minutes, you will check. Anybody who has a PS3, if you have any questions, if you don't know what's going on, you can call us, and I'll update you with that as well. Plus, Gorilla has news, including Jacksonville, Illinois, named the game.
You can't even do it without laughing.
Jacksonville, Illinois has named their Game Man of the Year, or, as you will soon learn from Gorilla, they named the Queer the Queer of the Year. Hey, you guys, this Friday, Two Ton Baby returns to the Blue Grouch with a special performance by Fat Benatar. Two Ton Baby and Fat Benatar will be at the Blue Grouch this Friday night, starting at 8 o'clock. My new band, Two Ton Baby, will be playing. We're going to have a great time Friday night. We want you to come join us at the Blue Grouch on Maple in Springfield for a fantastic party that we're going to have. Please make plans to come join us, won't you? I'd love to see all of you. We're going to have I cannot stress how much fun it's going to be, seriously. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Gorilla has the news. And we will take, if you guys feel like calling, we will take listener phone calls. All right? You're listening to Chubby Ray Live. Back with more of this program in mere moments. Stay tuned. For cold drinks, good times, and live music on the weekends, you can't beat the Blue Grouch Pub. The Blue Grouch Pub, 510 West Maple in Springfield. You can't miss it. It's the only bar that has a Blue Grouch on it. Stop by. See Oscar, Smurf, Anna, the whole gang. It's the Blue Grouch Pub, 510 West Maple in Springfield. You know, when someone sends me a friend suggestion on Facebook, I usually ignore it because I don't want to be presumptuous in thinking that just because someone thinks that someone wants to be a friend of mine, that they actually do. Does that make any sense?
Certainly does.
If someone sends me a friend suggestion, I usually hit ignore because it would. I'm very sensitive, and if I would send, that means I have to send them. Just because you suggest somebody, that means I would have to suggest myself to them. You know what I mean? Like I have to send the request to them. Mm-hmm. And I would much rather someone send me a request than me send them a request. I don't, you know what I mean? Because I would hate to get denied.
Well, I hide my profile from everybody else because I don't want to deal with people in general. I'll be honest.
Yeah, but Facebookers do that, though. They send out a request, okay? Like somebody new, like they'll add a new friend or something, and they'll say, oh, and they'll friend suggest everybody, this new person. It's like, I don't send friend requests out to people. Not because I don't like people, but I don't send friend requests because my feelings always get hurt when people undoubtedly do not accept them.
So I don't really put much thought into it. If people add me, I do.
You're not like me. I hate when I get friend suggestions. So rather than send me a friend suggestion, just send it to your friend and suggest me to them. So I pretty much accept everybody. You gotta really piss me off or be really annoying for me to not accept a friend request.
I'll accept your request, but if you talk crap or you can't spell, I'll hide you from me.
Or you've got to be Cowboy Troy, the jackass.
I want Cowboy Troy to be my friend now.
You should. We should have people friend him and then just put Ray Lytle, like Chubby Ray Live, is on the air post.
Just on the wall.
Like on his wall. Yeah, like every day. Every day at 3:30. Don't miss Chubby Ray Live. They're live now. Go check out the guys.
Call them at 217-883-4667.
Yeah, somebody call in. Like DC call in. DC's. I want to find out if DC's PS3 is affected like ours.
So you'll have to tell me his name in the Skype chat and I'll add him.
Who?
I like Cowboy.
Cowboy Troy.
He's Cowboy Gay Boy.
I forget his last name.
So what's this filthy whore of a mother called then? Apart from a filthy
I know,
whore.
But she's got an account too.
Ooh.
Oh. She's
great.
Got a free Facebook account?
Okay.
Oh my God, she's a big spender.
DC is saying that he's not hooked up to the internet. But DC, it doesn't matter if you're hooked up to the internet or not. Even if you're not hooked up to the internet, you will be affected by this.
Yep, turn it on and feel the doom.
Yeah, trust me.
Doom.
Doom.
And Surfer Girl is talking about Twitter. Twitter's great. I love Twitter, but I also love Facebook.
I could post any crap on that.
I love both of them.
Nobody ever listens.
Well, I have a lot of Twitter followers. I enjoy Twitter. I try to be funny on Twitter. Not everyone gets my humor on Twitter. But I don't care.
Okay. I normally post one post, which is the show's on, and occasionally I'll put something to see if anyone actually replies, but no one ever does.
I occasionally get people that are offended by my Twitter stuff. You know, they occasionally get offended. But I know there's at least 100 or so people that, you know, really take what I say serious and you know, enjoy it. But then other people yell at me, you know, they tell me that jokes about some things are inappropriate, so it's very frustrating for me. Hi, you're on the air. It's Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
Hey, it's DC.
Hey, DC. Now,
What's the issue with the PlayStation 3?
Okay. PlayStation 3. Now, do you have the fat PS3 or the thin one?
No, I have the thin one. I have, the cheap 40-gig one.
Oh, you have the thin one, though?
Yeah.
The new one.
Oh, then you're fine. Then you're fine. You won't have any problems.
Okay, because I just turned it on, Batman Arkham loaded up just fine.
Yeah, no, yours will work fine. Good for you.
What?
Congratulations, DC! Let me call the trophy shop, so DC's got himself. Oh, good for you, DC. Congratulations.
I'm gonna go out and buy MSG 10 and then call you in the middle of the night saying how great it is.
You know, if you have the fat one like I do, the old one, there's problems. There's not working.
Yeah, I saw that on CNN. There's some kind of like Y2K-like glitch. Like
yeah.
They didn't enter enough.
Yeah. So if they don't fix it, I'm going to drive to DC's house. I'm going to borrow his thin PS3. There you go. Actually, by borrow, I mean break in at gunpoint and steal. But, you know.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting me know your plans.
Not to brag, but I know a place that's going to sell MLB 10 at midnight tonight.
Best Buy?
Nope.
GameStop.
You'll never get it out of me.
Killings.
I will never, ever reveal. Got it hooked up. Got it set up and everything. Of course, I guess I don't have to worry about it selling out now, because who the hell is going to buy it? You can't even play it.
Well, I can play it.
How much did the thin one cost?
Let's see. When I got it, it was like $400.
Oh.
They dropped it $100 now.
Ugh.
It's only $300 or so.
I want to have a telethon to raise enough money for me to get a new PS3. We are the world.
We are the children.
We are the children.
Just charge a cover for to get into bluegrass when you're playing Friday night.
You know what I need to do? I'm charged for the show.
Yeah.
I'll charge people to watch the show.
You never want anybody to watch it.
There'll be the two of us in Cowboy Volk. There'll be a lot for two people there.
Hey, as long as you guys are both on here.
Yes.
With the Dumb Media Show.
Yes.
Have either of you guys seen Archer yet?
I have not.
Yeah,
I've heard,
watching Archer.
Yeah, DC watches it. I have not watched. I've heard great things about it. The cartoon on FX is supposed to be very funny. I have not seen it yet.
The problem is it runs against TNA's 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, exactly why I can't watch it.
Well, you've got the internet right.
Well, but I'll get it. I'll download them all when the season's over. When they get to episode 13 or whatever, I'll get them all. What I haven't watched it, but I've got them all DVR'd, is Blue Mountain State.
Yeah, I tell you, though, since Archer's an FX show, they replay it at 10.
Oh, do they? Well, I haven't seen it. Maybe I shouldn't start to. I have Blue Mountain State, which is on Spike. I've got that. Have you seen that one yet, Gorilla?
No, I haven't heard of it. I don't watch regular television, so if it's not...
Blue Mountain State's sort of like... it's like American Pie meets The Hangover meets... it's hard to describe. Varsity Blues, yeah. It's about these.
You just explained a whole bunch of things I didn't like.
Well, it's about a college football team. Okay.
It looks similarly like Boise State, by the way.
Yes, and here's the deal: the college football team. They basically say that the best job on any college football team is backup quarterback, because you never have to play, and you get all the benefits of being a star on the team. Like, this guy gets all the women, he gets to go to all the greatest parties, and he never has to worry about playing because he's the backup. And then, what is it, the starter gets hurt or something, right?
No, they haven't got to that point.
Okay.
The backup.
Yeah, he's the backup, and the backup quarterback, he's got it made. He intentionally plays bad so that he doesn't take over the starting role, because then he could party and he gets all the women and... It looks like a really good show, and it's on Spike. So
he gets all the perks of being on the football team,
right?
So he doesn't have to play.
But I guess at some point the starter's going to get hurt, and he's going to have to go. He's going to have to play.
I've been watching. I think there's like six episodes now. They have yet to actually play football on the show.
I don't think they. No, I don't think they have enough football. I don't think there's any reason to do it.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's not about actual.
They don't have
enough
extras. I don't think they have enough extras to actually do a game. It's not like Friday Night Lights, where they can go and film with extras to actually play a game.
It's more like a show about locker room humor.
Yeah.
Anything.
So it's supposed to be pretty good. I got on DVR. I haven't watched them yet, but I'll get around to it. You know what I did start watching over the weekend? Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, you're going to love that.
Finally started watching Battlestar Galactica. I've been wanting to watch it for years. Finally got the time this weekend, and my wife and I are now addicted to it.
Oh, you're going to... Oh,
very good show.
And Caprica?
I figure I'll watch Caprica.
The new one with the female Starbuck.
Yeah, yeah. She's great, by the way.
Oh, she is.
And by the way, I have the entire series of the old one, the one from the 70s.
With Face?
Yeah. I have all of the old Battlestar Galactica. We started watching the new one, and it's really good. I mean, the chick that plays Katie Sackhoff, who plays Starbuck, she's awesome. You know, Edward James Olmos is in it. It's just a really good, I don't know, it's a really good, just a good show. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm going to watch it at some point.
Yeah, so... I highly recommend getting the... And my nephew turned me onto it. He said he got the full season DVDs on sale at, like, a Walmart or something. He got them dirt cheap.
It's an incredible
show. And he told me, he goes, oh, my God, you got to watch this show. It was my nephew, Tyler. Loved it.
There was only four seasons, but they spread it out over, like, 6.5 years.
Yeah, well, but the first season has 13 episodes, and the second season has, like, 20-some-odd episodes in it, so... But and they do the seasons like in two parts or whatever. So anyway, but it looks good.
I'm halfway through at some point.
I'm getting them all, and I'm going through all of them, and then all that stuff too. So there you go. But your PS3 is the thin one, so I guess you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Congratulations. Hold on. Let me take a break so I call the trophy shop for you.
Is there their network down?
No, the network works fine for you. No. Just if you have the old...
I don't log into the network, so I wouldn't know.
It's just if you have the old PS3s like everybody else has.
That sucks.
If you have the new thin one, you don't have a problem.
That might be why they try to convince everybody to go to a thin one.
That may be.
First came out.
Maybe they knew it was coming.
Funny you should mention trophies, but when you try and sync the trophies, you'll find that your saves all become corrupted.
That's
so,
the problem. The problem is somehow through the trophies.
Yep.
You know what it is they're so afraid of people being able to steal their games that they have this verification process as soon as you log on. That's the problem in the newer games. But like I said, I played MLB 08, and it played fine. It's just the newer games.
Protection.
The newer games won't play.
Piracy. This is what it does.
Have you tried going in like changing the day?
No, I did. It doesn't work. It's not that simple. I wish it was that simple. It is. I blame the Japs. Blame the Japs.
It's all their fault.
It's not the Japs. It's the Chinese.
No, it's the Japs.
The Chinese.
You know, if we had just dropped one more, we stopped it too.
Yeah, another
We'd
one.
We just dropped one more.
We didn't have one more to drop.
It wouldn't be Sony PlayStation. It would be like GE PlayStation.
It's supposed to be more like GE Atari 8.
Nah.
Well, it was nearly Nintendo's PlayStation. So.
Well, just one more is all I would have taken. God bless it. Why didn't we do it? Oh, well. I hope it works, because I swear to God, you know, I just...
No pressure, Ray.
Yeah. It's got to work tonight. If it doesn't, I swear to God, if it doesn't work tonight, I'm just going to be distraught. I really will. I will be totally, completely, and utterly distraught.
So you're still going to buy the game tonight at midnight?
That's the plan, but why would I get it? If it turns out, and we'll find out, 18 minutes, Gully. 18 minutes. We'll know in 18 minutes, I have a feeling. If it doesn't work, I swear I'm going to be so depressed. You know me. You know me, DC. You know how much, as crappy as my life's been going.
Yeah. You're not going to want to do anything.
I got to be honest. I got to be honest. As crappy as life has been, it has been, hoping for this game, waiting for this game, patiently waiting.
It's this game and making fun of Cowboy Troy have been
yeah.
the right spot.
This game, making fun of Cowboy Troy and the eventual death of my enemies, that's all I live for. That's what I live for. That's why I went on a diet. All these things of me going on a diet, I couldn't... Finally, wanting to outlive my enemies so I could see their demise. That's what finally kicked in for me.
You're me 80 years old going, you son of a bitch, I beat you.
I beat you. No. No, you know, I'm serious. Waiting for this game has been my... it's all I've been concerned about for 2 weeks now.
You need... Once they've worked out this little faux pas, Ray, you need to get online so I can beat you at something.
It is horrible that this is going on.
Yeah, it's killing me. It really is.
It's terrible.
Well, Billy, I assumed you'd go dark as soon as Final Fantasy came out.
Yeah, I mean, you live for these games. I was planning on pulling an all-nighter.
Yep, me too.
I was so excited about this game. I'm so excited to have this happen. It's like chopping off a toe.
Do they even sell like MLB games in the UK? Does that mean
you can pre-order them and they get sent across?
I didn't think it would be big sellers there.
Oh no,
MLS is probably.
They don't even know. Yeah, they don't even know. Yeah, but the FIFA games or the FIFA games, the soccer games, they're huge over there.
Yeah,
I don't understand. Didn't we take their best player?
No.
Beckham or whatever the hell his name is.
They've got ours.
No, he was the best. Our best player about like 7 or 8 years.
They
ago.
Have the best. The best current American soccer player is Landon Donovan. In the United States of America, he's the best player, and he currently plays for what team, Gully?
Everton until the end of March.
Yeah, so he's actually playing for Everton. So our best players, are actually going over there to play.
Well, the next best player,
yeah.
The next best player is the goalkeeper, Tim Howard.
Yeah, and he always plays there. He doesn't play in the MLS.
No, he plays for Everton as well.
Yeah, he does. That's all he plays for, right?
Yeah.
He plays for Everton, then Team USA. Is he on the team this current run?
Well, he's the best keeper you've got, so...
But I mean,
I would think so.
But he's on the team.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's it. His only two teams are Everton and the United States national team. Landon Donovan plays for Everton, and then he plays for L.A., the Galaxy, and MLS, and he's the captain of USA, Team USA, so...
Yeah, we just rented them. That's all we done.
So that's how it works there. But baseball, they could care less about baseball.
No.
14
Not
minutes.
Really.
All right, we might as well get to the news. We have
before
to do
we get
news.
To the news, Ray, I want to do one thing before we get to the news.
Yes.
Wolf, who is a listener of the show, and was going to come out and check out our show on Friday. There were some personal things that came up. There was no show on Friday. So I want to say sorry to him, but to everybody else back Friday this week.
Oh, there was no show on Friday? What happened?
Oh,
marital
something? No, it's just I had to go somewhere.
Did your wife get into a big fight?
Marriage counselor.
Did you have counseling?
She was at work, Ray, and I just had to do something else.
Oh, okay. I know. Ixnay on the counseling. Okay, got it. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well,
that's what we're taking care of, buddy.
I hope your marriage works out. Later.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to the news, ladies. And by the way, Wade and... guys, where Wade works.
I'm going to start out with it.
Now would be the time to bring in your friend.
We'll
give you a couple seconds. You should make it the second story, by the way.
No, I want to go first story on this one.
Really? Because that way he's in there, and you're... Like, one story's normal.
All right.
And then you hit him with the second
normal.
One. Yeah, but, like, you hit him with the second one. Like, the guy's in there, listen, oh, this is funny. And then the second story's the one.
All
oh, right. God, I hope they didn't pause it when we said, get ready. Because that means they turn it on. The guy's listening to all this.
Yeah, and he's going to listen to this crap.
That's not good. first story or second story? What are you going to do it?
What's first story?
Okay, first story. Okay. Get ready. Hit pause right now. And it is time for the news on Chubby Ray Live. Gully, are you ready for the news?
I certainly am, Ray.
Then let's get right to it. Chubby Ray Live News Update. Here's Vanilla Gorilla.
Hello, Raymond.
Hello, Gorilla.
Today is Monday, March 1st,
It's National Pig Day.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow.
And Casimir Pulaski birthday. And Casimir Pulaski birthday as well.
Now, big ups to Sarah Jane today.
Big ups to
our first story today comes out of Jacksonville, Illinois.
Jacksonville, all right.
Wow.
During Jacksonville's third annual Rainbow Celebration, the mayor, Ron Tidnick, named Mark Hamilton Queer of the Year.
What a cheap
prize package. He gets a 30-day supply of lube, a massage and facial, and a set of matching conquerings for him and his boyfriend.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, congratulations out to Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamilton.
Mark Hamill.
Not the star of Star Wars. Question. Not Mark Hamill. The star of Star Wars. Mark Hamilton.
Oh, sorry. Mark Hamilton.
Suddenly you've got Luke Skywalker.
Use the force, Mark Hamilton.
I hope you enjoy that facial.
This is a total different type of sword fighting. It's a different type of saber fighting that Mark Hamilton's doing.
Yeah, it's going to sting.
Congratulations, Mark Hamilton, wherever you may be. Jacksonville loves you.
Yes.
All right, time for story number two. Here's Manila Gorilla. It's a free life.
Ypsilanti, Michigan, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Police say a library patron took off his clothes and exposed himself to a librarian before fleeing with children's books in hand.
What?
Yes, the 56-year-old employee told police she was working at the library in the 200 block of West Michigan Avenue at 10:30 and assisted a man in making book selections.
Oh, excuse me, gorilla. This here is a white trash Troy.
Yeah.
I just want to say you are pronouncing that wrong. It is not library. It's library.
Library?
Library.
She helped him pick up the books. They returned to the desk. She looked up to see the man step out from behind a bookcase, completely naked.
What is wrong with these people?
The man started thrusting his hips in a suggestion.
Well, I mean, how else are you going to thrust them?
Well, I think the nakedness was suggestive, yeah. Let's be honest.
Is there any other way to thrust your hips other than suggestively?
I don't know. Like an Elvis dance or something.
Do a windmill, if you get what I mean.
Here, baby. All right.
Ypsilanti police are looking for tips. The man described as black, 30 to 40, 5 feet, 8 inches tall, 160 pounds, and had a mustache. Mm. At the time, he was wearing a brown coat, blue jeans, and knit cap. Anyone with information is asked to call Ypsilanti police, 734-483-9510.
Well, I hope they can find this lawbreaker.
I hope so, too, Ray.
Good Lord. It's horrible that that poor woman had to go.
Go. Just to tell the grandkids, though.
Terrible. Bet she could describe that thing.
What color the pubes are, whether
I bet she gave a good description of it. She's got a good look, I bet.
If you use talc.
Where was this at again? Ypsilanti?
Ypsilanti, Michigan. All
right. News continues. Now, here's Vanilla Gorilla.
Salt Lake City, Utah, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Ricks, apparently about 3 years ago, was accused of attacking her husband with a hammer.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes. And she took a plea deal, pleading guilty. Originally, they were going to charge her with second-degree felony for attempted murder. What happened was that she took her husband down into the basement, blindfolded him, turned him around, told him to count to 100. When he got to 100, she started beating him with a hammer.
Good Lord.
Oh. That's justice.
My God, what was that? I mean, good Lord, what was the... Do we know the motive for that?
Apparently, she said she was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder because she was having battered wife syndrome.
Battered wife syndrome?
There's no proof that he had ever hurt her. Fortunately, the gentleman only suffered minor injuries, but he told the deputy that sleeping bags had been spread on the floor at his feet, and nearby there was a 9-inch-long kitchen knife in a plastic bag.
Good Lord!
Which brought about the charge of attempted murder.
Wow.
All from...
See, Gorilla, you've got to play your cards right, or that could be you.
All so, from you know. PMS?
Who knows?
Good Lord. There go, by the grace of God, you. Could be your
crazy
wife.
Crazy lady.
Could be your wife, girl. You been watching.
Oh, she,
yeah.
She's saying it could be. Could be.
It all ends with a hammer.
I hope it's not. It could happen. I worry for you sometimes.
Put a lock on the door, Gorilla.
I'll be all right.
Lock your separate bedroom.
Barricade it up if you need to. Wear a crash helmet, maybe.
Crash helmet. Wear a crash helmet, little gorilla.
I'll be all right.
Little gorilla. Little trooper. Little trooper, we don't want your wife beating you with a sack of hammers while you sleep.
Yeah, be a good little kike.
By the way, that was the name of the Indian girl that helped. Who was the Clark? Sack of hammers. All right, here is more news. We're off to rely. 6 minutes till PS3.
Spokane, Washington.
Yeah.
Apparently there was one in Spokane. It's Pamula, Pamula, Pamula McBride.
Right.
She will now serve 45 days in jail for stealing gift cards, personal checks, and gifts from weddings that she had crashed and stole.
I mean, she went to weddings?
She crashed the weddings and stole their gifts.
The sole purpose of stealing from people.
Yes.
Wonder how many fondue sets you got?
Go get them.
Allegedly, she was stealing more gift cards and personal checks. And then she got caught because she was using the gift cards and was showing her ID at Macy's, Costco, and Home Depot.
Hmm.
And then that's how they caught her.
I'll be damned. Go get them.
Buy a bread maker, fondue set.
I can see, you know what? I can see Joe doing this.
No, Joe's not smart enough to do that.
Or Luigi.
They'd be too busy getting incapacitated. Yeah,
he's just not smart enough to pull off. Joe's not smart enough to pull off any crime that requires thought process, you know.
He's a professional, right?
I mean, he really isn't. He's not. He's just, it's not his, you know.
No, if anything with Joe, you could say he's good at being an idiot, so he's a professional idiot. which rules him out of any sort of crime that involves sense.
He's good at being an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Something at least.
That's one way to put it, Gully. I've never thought of that, but you're right. He's good at being an idiot.
Yeah, he's a winner.
If there's one thing he's good at. 4 minutes till PS3 test. News continues. Here's Vanilla Gorilla. A Chubby Ray Law.
Clackest man. Clackest mass. Oregon.
Yeah.
How can anybody ever name something simple to pronounce?
What's the name of Blackest? What?
Clackismas. Oh. Clackismas. Clackismas.
Oh, okay.
It's an Italian.
Sound like a grapple?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Really does.
Robert J. Elkis decided to exercise his right to free speech, and he didn't even open his mouth. What he did, Ray, is he hoisted a middle finger to the police officers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And what did the police think about this display of?
They have they arrested him for it.
Oh, they did.
And now he's fighting it, stating that it is his right to free speech against the government to hoist the middle finger.
Yeah, no, he's gonna lose.
Now there was actually, I remember this about 10 years ago. There was a case of this in Florida, and there was a woman who got pulled over by a state trooper, and she flipped him the bird, and he pulled her out of her car and arrested her. She sued them and got like $500,000.
Get out.
Seriously.
Wow.
Really?
Yep. And it was the same thing where she was exercising her right to free speech.
Huh. Well, I certainly have never heard of that.
Well, some guy I used to hang around with got away with punching out a policeman because when the policeman was arresting him at the time, he did not make it clear that he was an undercover policeman. So he said he didn't hear him and punched him square in the nose.
Wow.
So, see, now that's different than flipping a cop off.
Yeah.
Punching a cop in the nose and flipping a cop off are two different
things. Yeah, one's a brutality, one's a violent offense. The other one's just obscene gesture. There's a difference.
Yeah, there's
you know what I blame it on? The alcohol. Alcohol.
I think.
Last year, a Pittsburgh man won $50,000 for being set up for disorderly conduct for flipping off an officer.
Now, why in the world would someone... You know what? I don't think you should be rewarded for that.
Why not? That's your free speech against
the government. I just don't think you should reward them. You know, like, drop the charges, but you shouldn't reward them with money for that. The person made an obscene gesture. If I was on FM and I said some of the things like that, they'd get a fine.
Right, but you're not saying that against the government, though. You're saying it across public airways.
It doesn't matter who you're saying it. Well, this guy said it in public. What if there were children? What if there were children?
He didn't say anything. He raised a finger.
I don't want my daughter watching anyone flip off the middle finger.
Yeah, that happens, right? Free speech to all, even douchebags.
For you, Gorilla. That's for you.
That one's for you, buddy.
Yoda, you can't hear it? You can't hear it? Here, let me turn it up for you.
I got one for each of you.
Wasn't that good enough for you? I got another one. Right there.
Right here, too, huh?
Yeah. Have two of them, bitches.
Hold on, son. Let me crank it up. Wait, what's this?
What have we degenerated to, Ray? What have we done?
You see that, Gorilla? Gorilla, see that? I'm going to take this one here. I'm going to take this one here and put it right in there for you.
Here, I'll give you this one.
Ready?
You ready? Ready? Right here.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Yeah. Oh. Look at that one.
So when people are listening, they're going to think we're just sitting here farting.
Yep.
Gully. Check your clock.
I have seen the time.
Okay. It's now midnight. Greenwich Mean Time.
I have the remote.
Should we wait till 12:01?
There's going to be a big rubbish.
Is it officially midnight? I mean, is it officially March 2nd now, or does it turn March 2nd at 12:01?
March 2nd now, right?
At midnight.
Is it 12:01?
No, it's not 12:01 yet.
Okay. Go and get ready.
You want one more story while we wait?
Yeah, one more. I'm nervous. Right. We're going to check the PS3 in a second. All right, news continues now. Here he is, shirtless and bottomless, with talcum powder on his balls. Vanilla Gorilla! Covering live.
Dangly.
This one's straight out of the Chicago Tribune, Ray.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And another unfortunate Chuck E. Cheese story.
Oh, no. No.
The mother of a 2-year-old who was left at a Chuck E. Cheese pizza restaurant contacted police Sunday to say there was a miscommunication led to the girl being abandoned.
Oh, no.
Yes. The child was with her mother and her aunt at the restaurant Sunday night. Police said both mom and aunt thought the girl was going to spend the night with the other one. And they just ended up leaving the girl there.
They left. How old was the girl?
2.
They left.
Great parents.
A 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Tell me this Chuck E. Cheese isn't bad. They left a 2-year-old at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yep.
And they thought that That's this was okay bad. To do.
Well, what happened was they each thought that the girl was going with the other one.
I'll tell you something. I bet this isn't the first time it's happened. I bet this is the first time it's made, like, national news.
Probably not, no.
Don't you get the feeling this probably happens all the time?
Oh, yeah, definitely. All over the world.
The next morning, Ray, the aunt saw the toddler's picture on the internet and telephoned the girl's mother to let her know the child had been forgotten at the restaurant.
Oh, Lord.
The mother called police and was questioned by authorities, and they will determine whether any criminal charges will be pressed.
Did they take the child away from these people, I hope?
The girl now is in the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services.
Good Lord, they're probably better off with. They're probably better off living in the Chuck E. Cheese. You know?
Probably.
Yep. Type of people they are.
Okay. Gully?
I have the remote, Ray.
Let's do it. 12:03, Greenwich Mean Time. Gully's going to fire up his PS3 to see if it works.
Listen for the beep, Ray. Right, okay. It's coming on.
I hear it starting. Let's see if it'll actually play.
Okay. Let's see if it signs on to the PlayStation Network. We have success.
What?
We have success.
It's working.
It's signed in. Let's see if I can play one of the games I've downloaded.
Okay.
Oh. The game is pirated.
Oh my god, this might
I know. I actually buy games for my PS3, I'll have you know.
This might be the best news that I've heard all day.
Can you hear that noise? That's a PlayStation 1 game loading.
All right.
It's working. That's fine. Everything's working. Crisis over.
It's working.
Hold the nuclear.
It's working.
It certainly is.
1203 Gullies is working. I'll be damned, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you end the show right there. That's talk about ending with a happy. Talk about a happy ending. Oh, keep your fingers crossed that it works over here, Gully. So at midnight in England, the PS3s kick back in. All right, thank you for listening. I want to thank Gorilla for being so honest about his shambles of a marriage. I want to thank Gully. I want to thank Gully. For testing out the PS3. Everybody for listening, and DC for calling in. Thank you, everybody. We are back again tomorrow at 4:30. No after show today because Gully's got to go to London.
I want to get sex, right? What can I say?
And so do I, by the way. That's what I need right there after a stressful day of worrying about my PS3. Very concerned. I want to thank you guys for listening. We're back tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Send an email, RayLytle@Hotmail.com, or join us on Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. Remember, Facebook.com/RayLytle, Twitter.com/RayLytle to get hold of us. And we'd love to have you invite your friends to listen more often. Podcast will be up in about a half hour. So long, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Say it, Gorilla.
Rattle rough, Mark Hamilton.
Say it, Gully.
Tati Bogle.
Overweight man beaten by his wife. Turns out they've been separated all along. Film at 11, WA Live.